There's a famous tshuva from Rav Moshe Feinstein regarding what we call today Chol of Stam. In other words, one must drink Chol of Yisrael. It has to be milk supervised by a Jewish individual. So what constitutes being supervised? Rav Moshe has a tshuva that government inspections, the government monitoring the situation, that's equivalent to watching the milking process itself. And therefore, what we call Chalav Stam, the regular milk, so Rav Moshe says, at least in America, North America, is permitted because there's concern that no one's going to put in non-kosher milk. That's one of his arguments. Anyway, that it's the equivalent, and therefore it's like we know what Jews are doing. So that's the famous kula of Rav Moshe, and many rely on it. So the question is, let's say one who generally relies on drinking, let's say one who doesn't rely on Rav Moshe's heter, and they drink what we call Chol of Yisrael, and let's say they're traveling somewhere and they have no access to Chol of Yisrael. So, and then let's say for whatever reason they need the milk, a health issue, whatever the case may be, let's assume it's a tzarech. We could determine what a tzarech means, but let's assume there is one. So you could always, like any type of neder, you could always do, or usually do hataras nedarim. It's a concept. If you took a neder and you don't want to keep it anymore, you can't keep it anymore, you do hataras nedarim. You undo the vows. The question is, if someone normally drinks Chol of Yisrael, now they want to drink Chol of Stam, do you require Hataras Nedarim? So if you assume that non-Chol of Yisrael milk in parentheses is treif, like Chabad thinks or others, so then obviously you can't have it. But if you basically assume, like the Rav Moshe is right, but you're just concerned because the government supervising milk, you're not sure if that's okay. The Rav Moshe writes in the tshuva that you don't require Hataras Nedarim because that person is mistaken. And therefore, you don't require Hataras Nedarim if he wants to discontinue his practice. So going to Rav Moshe, if you're keeping Chol of Yisrael because you don't think government supervision is enough, so he thinks you're wrong, so therefore anything you did something betos, so you don't need Hataras Nedarim. And others, and as well, based on Rav Moshe, people say as well, let's say you're eating in someone else's house who doesn't keep Chol of Yisrael. So going to, if you go with Rav Moshe's view, so it's not an issue, one does not require Hataras Nedarim. You don't have to follow the stringency if you're concerned because you're concerned about government supervised milk. And this is based on a famous discussion of the No Debi Huda, the Dago Merababa, that says, again, so a real neder, generally speaking, so you have to do hatar, you need hataras nedarim. And one who takes on a minhag tova, so pashit, it's only a din drabanan of neder, according to the chassid sofer, it's a din daraisa. So the Dagom Ravar perhaps is working with the non chassid sofer pshat, but we assume we're only talking about and Hagatova. So therefore, based on Rav Moshe, based on the Dogma Rav Abba. The Dogma Rav Abba says that when you take on, let's say, for our cases, you took on Chol Yisrael, or you took on a Chumra, it's understood that in the difficult times, I wouldn't accept it. So again, someone's traveling, traveling in Europe, that could be a separate issue. You have to make sure the milk's kosher, but let's assume it is. So then, going based on Rav Moshe, the Dogma Rav Abba, one can drink the milk and you don't even require Hataras Nedarim. So in general, one requires Hataras Nedarim if you take a Nedar B'peh. Here we're talking about a Minig Tova, which according to many is only Drabanan. Perhaps the Chasam Sofer says it's Daraisa. So do you need Hataras? So Beit Rav Moshe says, if the reason why you're not having Chol Yisrael because you don't think you're misupik where the government-supervised milk is okay, he says that's a toast, so you don't even need Hataras Nedarim. And based on the Dogma Rav Abba as well, even if you, let's say you're generally strict, you try to be machmir. And let's say, as the Rav Shakta points out, you're eating at someone's house who isn't. So based on Rav Moshe, one would not have to need Hataras Nedarim. You could have the Chalav Stam, because it's understood that whenever you took on this Chumra, that if you knew at the time that it would be a difficult situation where you couldn't keep it, so it's understood you wouldn't have accepted it. And therefore, one does not require. So you have the Heter Rav Moshe not requiring Hataras Nedarim for Chol Yisrael because he thinks it's betos. And based on Rav Moshe, then to even someone who you can eat in someone else's house who keeps Chol of Stam, if that's why you have Chol, you don't need Hataras Nedarim. And in addition, there's a Dogma Rav Abba that nothing to do with Chol of Yisrael per se, but in general, Minig Tova that you take on. It's understood that you're only taking it on for a general situation, but more difficult situation, one we're able to do, one we're able to drink the milk, or whatever chumra we're talking about, even without Hataras Nedarim.